Hey, it's me, Tommy. I just wanted to say you're awesome. Thanks for listening.
Hi, and welcome to the Thomas Anonymous Thanksgiving Special with Tommy Natoli. That's me. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Guess what? I thought Thanksgiving was next week. Ha ha ha! Turns out it's today. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was always under the impression that Thanksgiving was the last Thursday of November. I don't know why I just thought I knew, but apparently, I had to Google this because I realized this week was Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is always on the fourth Thursday of November. And sometimes, like this year, there are five Thursdays in November. So, yeah, I totally messed up. I had this whole episode planned. I had, like, a whole thing ready to go. I was like, oh, I have all week to record. No, because Thanksgiving's now, today. So, yay for brains and learning new things. So, my first order of business today is figuring out how people say Thanksgiving, because this came to my attention this past week, and I don't know why I haven't noticed this before. I don't know if it's just the person I'm dealing with, but people usually say Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, today's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, yay, what are you having for Thanksgiving? It's totally Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, right? Well, this past week, I've heard somebody say repeatedly, Thanksgiving. I know, it's a subtle difference, but it's me. I always pay attention to the small little things, and I've just never heard it that way. And now if you don't hear what I'm hearing, Thanksgiving. 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 Okay, most people, we don't emphasize the thanks. But this person all week, and if you haven't figured out, I'm talking about my boyfriend, all week long, and he's from the South, so I don't know if it's like a Southern thing, but he says Thanksgiving. Oh, next week for Thanksgiving. I don't know, it just really bothers me. I need to, Oh, this is so improvised, you guys. I know, I really wanted to... Okay, so I really wanted to have Michelle with one L on this Thanksgiving special. I had planned to this weekend, like, meet up with her. We were going to have a whole thing. But then turns out Thanksgiving was today. So I'm flying by the seat of my pants, and we're going to call Michelle with one L right now. She doesn't even know. And we're going to ask her about the Thanksgiving.
Hello?
Is this Michelle with one L?
Yeah, duh.
Oh, hi. You're live on the podcast right now. I know. I just need to ask you, have you ever heard anybody say Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving?
So
it is Thanksgiving.
I know it's Thanksgiving, but people are saying, okay, so usually you say Thanksgiving, but I've heard people say Thanksgiving. Like they're emphasizing the thanks. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What's the question again? Thanksgiving.
No one says Thanksgiving.
No. Which we're talking about the emphasis on the thanks or the giving. So
people usually say Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Right, but...
Oh, are we going to change it?
No, we're not going to change it. We're going to make sure that I'm right, because all week my boyfriend has been saying Thanksgiving.
Well, that's because he's not from around these parts.
Can you ask everyone real quickly if anyone's ever heard someone say Thanksgiving?
Okay, Chris, have you ever heard anybody say Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving?
It's the same. It's just the way you're pronouncing it.
Okay, you are fired.
Yep, you're out of here.
Oh,
you're cut.
Okay, we have Katie here. Oh, sorry, Thomas Anonymous, not Katie, it's not Katie. It's not me. Yeah, it's not you. Okay, yeah. What do you think? Where's the emphasis on? Emphasis? Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving?
Can you repeat my option?
Go, what are her options?
Thanksgiving, 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 Thanksgiving.
I'm going to go with number one.
Thanksgiving.
Got that? Okay. Hold on. Now we're going to go over to Chelsea.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. What is the question?
I got confused. She's confused, too. Girl, what are you going to do?
Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah. She needs to know her options.
Okay. So I'm hearing people say Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving.
I think whoever's putting the latter emphasis is weird because it's just Thanksgiving. It's all one emphasis. There's no emphasis on the... first half.
Yes!
It's weird. It's just thinking.
All right.
The cadence is all the same.
That's what I wanted to
one
hear.
Word. It's one word. It's one word. It's not two words. Like, Merry Christmas! all. It's all just Thanksgiving.
All right, perfect.
It's like pajamas and pajamas.
No, it's not like a tomato tomato because you can say either or. I think Thanksgiving should just be Thanksgiving.
All right, we're going to ask Brian, and he's the last one.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, here's your choices, Brian. When you say Thanksgiving, do you say Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
See?
We're all okay, right.
We're all right, and your boyfriend's retarded. Hold on. Hold on. Evan's going to say, what do you think? Is it Thanksgiving or is it Thanksgiving? Yes, he's an MR.
I don't get it. You keep on saying the word. You say Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving. I don't get it. They're the same.
You know what? Evan's right.
Evan's right. Yeah, you can erase everybody else's. Just keep Evan's.
All right. No, I'm keeping it all. You're all in. Okay, I gotta go.
No, I have to go.
Oh no, I'm going.
I'm going.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, there you have it. Whew, I'm glad we settled that. Thank you to my family for dealing with my bullshit. So just for the record, it's Thanksgiving. All right. Also, if you guys have not ever watched Home for the Holidays, it's a Thanksgiving movie, and it's directed by Jodie Foster, and it's fabulous. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I storied it last night. It has Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr., I don't know, maybe a lot of people don't agree with me with this, but I love him in this movie because, like, he's, like, young, hot. And he's not, like, chiseled Iron Man Robert Downey Jr. He's, like, long 90s hair and totally plays a gay guy. So, like, I'm in. Home for the Holidays, you guys. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's on iTunes for, like, 99 cents. You can rent it. It's a really good movie. Okay, great. Now that I've given that review, actually, it's not a review because I didn't go through the whole thing, but we're not going to give a review because today I have a special chapter for you guys. Yes, a chapter, a storytelling chapter. I wanted to share this with you guys, and it's not really a chapter, like it's not in the book, but I mean, whatever. I don't know what else to call it. An essay? I wrote an essay for you guys. What is this, middle school? Anyway, I barfed out some words. So I'm a writer, I'm a comic, and so I do these things called morning pages, or I used to call it verbal barf. Until I learned that other people called them morning pages. Basically, it's when you, like, set a timer or you set yourself a goal of, like, 5 pages or 5 minutes, and then you just write. Stream of consciousness, write it all down, don't give a shit, barf it all out. And, you know, there have been times in my life where I do morning pages every single day for, like, a year. Other times, it's been here and there, you know. Then there are those stretches of time, and most artist people will confirm this, where, like, it's like a barren wasteland. You don't do pages, you don't do anything, it's just like nothingness. It's actually a horrible time to be in, but I like to think of those times as the marination. You're like marinating in your thoughts so that when the block breaks, you can, you know, release all your ideas. Wow, that was super deep. But I right now I'm in and out of doing the morning pages. Like, I've been dabbling in morning pages. I'm trying to work myself up back to, you know, an everyday commitment like I used to be. And so what I do sometimes is I give myself a topic. If I can't just barf it out, I'm like, all right, I want you to write about shoes. And the other day, obviously, I gave myself the topic of Thanksgiving. And then I figured, hey, after I wrote a bunch of pages, I was like, I should share this with my Thomas Anonymous family. And so, bam, there you go. That is my long-winded explanation of today's show. A story for the Storytelling Podcast. Just some fun Thanksgiving memories from America's sweetheart, Thomas Anonymous. A Thanksgiving verbal barf. When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of oranges and yellows and elementary school decor from the early 90s. I think of pumpkin pie and Miracle Whip. Wait, no, not Miracle Whip. Cool Whip! I love Thanksgiving, and I always have. Of course, I loved any holiday that gave us the day off from school. Yay, Columbus Day! Huh? Oh, that's not a thing anymore. Got it. I can muster up some pretty good Thanksgiving memories. It's the meat of the holiday sandwich wedged between Halloween and Christmas. Christmas is just high stress and families hating the fuck out of each other. But Thanksgiving's great, it's low pressure, and it's really just about eating food. And now that I'm in my 30s, Thanksgiving also means stocking up on antacid. Antacid. Is that what they're called? Tum, ta-tum, tum. Actually, I think Tums are kind of like for the amateurs. I like to go for the strong shit, like a Zantac 150. Yeah, now we can roll with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving. As much as I hate the, you know, hipster term of Friendsgiving, it's true. I mean, Thanksgiving, for me, it's all about the friends that you choose to be your family. Now, we've all heard me, over the course of a memoir, dip into the memory pool of holidays and childhood events, and it's well documented that I have a pretty good memory of those times. I remember so many things from my pre-Wareham life as a small child. Christmases, birthday parties with Care Bear-shaped cakes, Sunday mornings at church. I surprised the shit out of myself at the stuff I remember, but one bizarre thing that I didn't realize until I sat down to write this piece, my Thanksgiving memories for me begin in Wareham. I have zero, not one Thanksgiving memory prior to that. Which means it was probably happening at Bob the Diddler's house. Wait, there are some fuzzy memories of a big family dinner table at Bob's, but I think that's like a Christmas memory because there was a red tablecloth, so it must have been Christmas. Nobody would ever have a red tablecloth for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving. Anyway, my brain can't really distinct any Thanksgivings before Wareham. So like life itself, Thanksgivings for me started out lame and horrible with headliners like Fat Matt, but as I grew up and evolved, it has become full of true friends and family that I love. Love! For a long time growing up, we had Thanksgiving at Mom and Fat Matt's house. Unlike Christmas, it's not very eventful. There's just a blur of pies and meat from like 3rd grade to 6th grade. Happy memories? Yeah, I can actually say one of the very few happy memories I have is watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with my mom. She was, of course, watching it while she was clocked in for the day cooking, but like for most people, that morning parade became a tradition, and it's one of those very rare, untarnished memories I have of my mom. She knew that I liked musical numbers, and she didn't give me shit about it. Maybe because it was a mainstream thing that day, so it was okay? I don't know. But I know that I wasn't called a theater gay or anything mean on that day, and that was half the greatness. Ugh, my crotch is itching. Notable Thanksgiving started to come later. My first one was around 7th grade, because that was the year of me being such a klutz. I was 13 years old and making the basement my new teenaged lair, but I don't even remember what I was going down in the basement for. It was Thanksgiving and everyone was about to eat. The usual cast for our Thanksgiving included only the people on Fat Matt's VIP list, as he had made us outcasts with all of our blood family. So it was me, my sisters, my mom was there, of course, Fatty Maddie was there, and then Fat Matt's mother, father, sister, brother-in-law, and two little shitbag brats. Kids! The food in my house growing up was some of the blandest meals of my lifetime. I never realized it, of course, until I left the nest and experienced the world of flavor. Thanksgiving was okay, but everything was so basic. I don't know if it was the 90s or the gross adults I had around me. The gravy came out of a jar, they almost always overcooked the turkey, and Fat Matt was convinced he made the best homemade stuffing. Yeah, my special ingredient is saltine crackers! Oh, that's why it tastes like bread paste. Copy that! No, Fat Matt, your stuffing fucking sucks. Can you believe I thought I hated stuffing for the longest time? They would always say every year, Tommy's weird. Some years he likes stuffing and other years he doesn't. Yeah, the mystery isn't hard to solve, you guys. Fat Matt makes shitty stuffing. I was going down into my basement lair for something right before dinner, and the stairs going down to the basement were steep, and there were 11 of them if my manic counting memory serves me right. The walls and high ceiling above the stairs were 1980s bright green, and they led you down into the darkness of a typical basement. At the top of the stairs was a light switch, and next to the light switch was a piece of paper taped to the wall that said, "Turn off the light!" We get it, Mom, we're poor. I remember turning on the light, seeing the sign, taking one step down, and then I just lost my balance physically and mentally and just started tumbling down the steps. My body was fully out of control and I was unable to stop myself or grab hold of anything. And this wasn't just a quiet roll down the steps. My face kept hitting the steps and finally I landed at the bottom, face first, right into the concrete. Ow! I did not know what happened. I felt blurry and fuzzy. I didn't know if I fell or if I fainted or what. What I did know for sure was that my face was jacked the fuck up. My lip was busted open. I had scratches and cuts all across my face. I looked torn up as shit. There was no hospital trip or doctor appointment said. No, you guys, this is the 90s. We got some rubbing alcohol and some Neosporin and called it a day. What was funny, though, was the days after Thanksgiving having to go to school with my jacked up face, and every time I told someone, I fell down the stairs, I got the look in everyone's eyes that they didn't believe me. Like, no, you guys, I really fell down the stairs. My parents did not beat me up. Please, I wish I could get that kind of attention. Since the food was so bland, I was always living for dessert. Now, most people don't think of desserts for Thanksgiving. It's much more of a Christmas thing. Well, at least Christmas has more dessert offerings. But Thanksgiving has some delicious, underrated desserts. And the classics are okay, pumpkin and apple. Sure, get some whipped cream or ice cream and it's okay. But I'm into the decadent old people stuff.
Like blueberry pie.
Oh, blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie is amazingly fatty and sweet and wonderful. And it's super harvesty and fits right into the Thanksgiving qualifications. Also, and most white Yankees from Massachusetts are not into this, but sweet potato pie deserves much more stage time at this holiday. I mean, goddamn, sweet potato pie is so good. But the holy grail of Thanksgiving desserts, at least according to me, is the most sugary of sugars packed into a pie. Pecan pie! Pecan pie? Pecan pie! Pecan pie? Pecan pie! And why are there so many words that... Anyway. So good. Pecan pie is amazing. Although if you are my best friend, Kate, it will kill you. So you have to have walnut pie, which is just as good and just as sweet. Just a different kind of nut. Nut. Thankfully, moving away from my parents at 15 was not only the best thing for my mental health, it also showed me that the world does have flavorful food. Mmm, food! Auntie Patty taught me what real stuffing tastes like. Yes, queen! Put sausage in that stuffing, girl! If you listened to the Christmas chapter from last year's holiday special, you know of Auntie Patty and how she saved me. But most importantly, she saved me from my misunderstanding of stuffing. All those years, I thought stuffing was a mashy paste with no flavor. But as soon as I found the glory, the wonder, the awesomeness that is real Thanksgiving stuffing, ugh. And yeah, there were the years she would get experimental and put cranberries in it, but even then, still good, still super yummy. I think the very best thing about Thanksgiving is growing up and making it your own. I prepared and cooked my first turkey when I was 23 with my sister/BFF, Kate. We had been enjoying a magical year of stretching, meditating, shrooming, and we decided that year that we were going to cook Thanksgiving dinner for Auntie Patty. After some serious Food Network research, we made our menu and selected our recipes. This was when I learned about the brining of the turkey. This is something we never did growing up, and maybe that's why the turkey was always so goddamn dry. Brining is fabulous. You basically let your turkey soak in salt water for 24 hours prior to cooking it. Oh yeah. And you can add things like apple juice, bourbon, brown sugar, lemons, all of it can just soak into your holiday meat. Our feast that year was phenomenally fantastic. And the only downside was that we insisted we all eat by candlelight and no other light, which was fine for us 20-somethingers, but everyone else hated it. Sorry, can we please put a light on? No! This is our artistic integrity! And this is how we choose to express ourselves! I'm not changing my fucking show! We ended up putting a light on, if only to make sure Uncle Frank's gross fingers didn't slip into our plate.
God rest his soul.
Seriously, one year he stuck his fucking thumb into my stuffing. Blech! Look, I don't care if you're dead. I still hold a grudge. Finger in my plate, motherfucker.
Rest in peace.
My last 2 cents about this topic is this. Cooking Thanksgiving is a shit ton of work and is super exhausting, so if you're not cooking this year, hug the person that is. Also, if you're a guest at someone's house, offer to help clean up after dinner.
God, I hate that!
Even if we tell you, no, sit down, relax, at least offer to help. Because then the host will spend the whole rest of the evening thinking, God, I fucking cooked all day for a bunch of people I don't even know or give a shit about, and nobody even offered to wash a dish? Wash a dish, people. It's Thanksgiving, not a Mexican resort. It's like, newsflash, the cook hasn't been on the clock today. Yeah, turns out they're doing this for free. It's Thanksgiving. Maybe show some gratitude. My last little side note here in my Thanksgiving verbal vomit is that I'm actually not cooking this year. Because for 5 years now, there have been people I don't even know at my house eating my 12 hours of hot-ass work, and they don't even offer to throw away their paper plate. Yeah, I switched to paper plates after years of no dishes being washed. Get to stepping, everyone! I'm going to Michelle's! Yay! Happy Thanksgiving, everybody! Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Oh god, it's like so in my brain now, I can't even take it. I want to say thanks to Michelle for letting me call her really quick while she's busy cooking. I want to say happy birthday to my dad. I know he's dead, but it's usually his birthday around this time of year. I think he was born on Thanksgiving the year he was born. God, what year was that? Probably something horrible, like 1952? I think it was 1952. November 27th, 1952 is my dad's birthday. And Jimi Hendrix's birthday. That's right. So anyway, Thanksgiving. My dad always loved Thanksgiving. I think that's why I wrote that down. And, quick little story. I think I was possessed by my father last week because I got a cold. I think on the last episode I was starting to get my cold. And I wanted to I don't know. I was possessed. Usually when I want comfort food, I just make soup. The day I was sick, I went to the grocery store and I bought everything to make homemade lasagna. Homemade lasagna! Like, who am I? That's how I knew my dad was possessing me, because he was all about, for Thanksgiving, there'd be like an Italian Thanksgiving, and then there'd be like the regular Thanksgiving. So anyway, thanks for possessing me, Dad. The lasagna was fabulous. Also, oh God, you guys, I know that Black Friday's tomorrow and nobody wants to shop, but sometime in the next week, make sure to go out to the stores because they have super cute Thanksgiving decor really, really cheap. Like last year at this time, well, last year after Thanksgiving, I found the cutest countertop little like metal like turkey, and it's so adorable, and it was only $2. So I'm just putting it out there. You guys need to go shopping. Only for sales, not Christmas shopping. All right, I hope everyone has a great holiday. I'll be back, I think, next week or the week after that. I don't know. Stuff's happening. If you want to keep up with me and my life, follow me on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous. I'm going to be posting some stories on there today at Michelle with one L's. That is TheThomasAnonymous on Instagram. Big thanks to bensound.com for my music. Yay! I want to thank me for showing up and still doing a show. Yay, me! And I want to thank you guys for listening and downloading. I love you all so much. Please tell everyone about the show. I know I always say that, but you know what? It's Thanksgiving. 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 And you're going to be with your family, and if there's one thing you could do, it's annoy them. So tell them about Thomas Anonymous. It's fun for the whole family. If anything, you'll end up offending someone. So it's a win-win for everyone. All right, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. 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 Okay, bye.